The National Weather Service has a lot to say about the wind and rain outside. Rainfall will increase across the area today. Rains may cause rapid rise. Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The National Weather Service has a lot to say about the wind and rain outside. Rainfall will increase across the area today. Rains may cause rapid rises in rivers and ponding of water in low-lying areas. Rock and mudslides are possible along the roadways and just the same as yesterday. The wind advisory is currently in effect, with sustained winds of 20 to 35 miles per hour, gusts up to 50 miles per hour. They're expected from later this morning into the evening. A coastal flood advisory is currently in effect. Coastal flooding due to a combination of high tides, heavy rain, and southerly storm surge is possible across low-lying areas, such as King Salmon. The threat of coastal flooding may continue through the remainder of the week. As tides remain high, river levels will remain elevated due to continued rains through the weekend. For Curry County, Oregon, heavy rains are expected as well. Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service asks residents to be prepared.
One of the things that we might see is culverts getting blocked by debris with this first pretty strong runoff for quite a while. So, you know, kind of prepare for and anticipate flooded roads when it's raining that hard. Anywhere you go in this kind of country, you just never know when you turn the corner and come onto a flooded road. So slow down and be prepared for that kind of situation.
Stay tuned to this station as we keep you updated on weather conditions. At just past 11 o'clock yesterday morning, a 57-year-old man approached the front counter at the Fortuna Police Department holding the side of his neck where he was suffering from a stab wound. A follow-up investigation led to the arrest of 23-year-old Randy Elizabeth Barton of Fortuna, who lives with the man on Roanerville Road in Fortuna. Barton was taken into custody without incident, faces several felony charges including violation of probation and assault with a deadly weapon. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. Crab fishermen have been hauling in their catch since Sunday, and the price they are getting per pound, $3, is as high as any price in recent memory. Boats from Eureka and Crescent City Harbor have been out. They report good-sized crab. The crab must average 26% meat mass before they are ready to be caught and processed, and the crab season was delayed by 6 weeks, the longest delay in 20 years. Crescent City Harbor, still recovering from the effects of last year's tsunami, has approximately 85 temporary slips available for fishing boats, a decrease from a year ago, when 165 slips were available. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors discussed a proposal brought forth by Supervisor Jimmy Smith to have staff create a public ordinance for the use of county properties. The proposal was sparked by the continuing Occupy protests, which were using the lawn in front of the courthouse until they were moved by a joint effort between the City of Eureka and the county. Citing safety and health concerns, tents put up by protesters were banned and taken down, and although protesters are allowed to remain in front of the courthouse 24 hours a day, they're not allowed to set up temporary shelter while doing so. Public comment was at times contentious about the idea of creating the ordinance, and board members also chimed in with Supervisor Lovelace asking that other public and private agencies be involved in the process of creating the ordinance. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
County Chief Administrative Officer Philip Smith-Haynes provided a state budget update to the Board of Supervisors yesterday afternoon and some of the potential impacts on county finances. Smith-Haynes pointed out that there are questions from the Legislative Analyst's Office about some of the numbers provided by the governor, particularly projected revenue from the two proposed tax initiatives, which will go before voters in November. Those two initiatives, one, an increase in the state sales tax, and a tax hike on Californians making more than $250,000 a year, are projected to bring in about $4.4 billion, a number that the LAO's office disputes. Regardless, if revenues are not increased over the next fiscal year, the state faces triggered cuts to services to the tune of more than $5 billion. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.